What's up, motherfuckers?
Howdy.
Oh, God. How are you, Zach?
I'm all right.
That's good. That's good. How do we sound? Because I don't have headphones.
We sound fine.
I don't sound like shit?
No.
You don't sound like shit?
I assume I always sound like shit. I don't know. You can hear me.
You sound like shit. So I guess I'm gonna just do this and get this fucking over with. So the Liver King's on steroids, and if I'm not mistaken, I told you he was on steroids.
Yes.
I told you he was on a fuck ton of steroids.
You told me this
bro.
Months ago.
A lot.
Like one of
right?
the first times
43.
We were riding the train together.
40. Yeah. Before this ever, but I think I said it on here, and that's a big.
You
thing.
You did. You said it around when we did one of our first sessions.
Before I say anything else, I just want this to be, like, recorded and the world to hear it. I wish I was on all of that. Before, like, there's not a single thing that was listed that I'd be like, nah, I don't know if I would really take that. There's a few things that I would add, and I'm not a doctor or a scientist, so I'd have to talk to a few people. But there's 100% that cocktail.
The person to ask is Sean.
One of the people that I would maybe ask. But that cocktail that he's taking, that's like the Superman pack, bro. That shit, if you're pulling and dragging shit and
oh, yeah.
you don't even need to like necessarily like hit the bench. Like you put a weighted backpack on and carry some kettlebells and you can see you end up looking like that. Like but the fact that and I don't care that he lied. I care that he's lying now.
Yeah.
Because what he's lying about now is actually really fucked up. And I get like maybe his kids were sick. Mm-hmm. I'm again not a fucking doctor, so I have no idea. Necessarily, I don't care. I thought his kids were corny, and you could tell how fake they were. You could tell that, like,
every kid, when kids are
they were
blasted
awkward.
Onto any kind of social media of the world, they're awkward, fucked up kids.
They were awkward. Like you could
look at every
you could
kid.
Tell that they weren't being like you see my kids.
Yeah.
My kids are they're who they are. They don't hide who they are for anybody in
oh,
the
yeah.
world.
There's a simple reason for that. They're not blasted everywhere to the world on TV or media.
But, like, they froze all, like, you could see it in their eyes. They the look of fear. And it wasn't like, oh, my dad's going to beat me fear because they would have holes in them. He's gigantic. I would love to see him get into a fight. Oh, my God. You see, this is the thing. You don't really know about him, so you don't know the stories that he's telling. But anyway, so we're gonna start at the beginning. From what I understand, his kids had a disease and they couldn't figure out what was wrong with them and how to counteract it. So he ended up doing the ancestral diet. Now, when this happened, I believe he was already on steroids. He looks really, really good. I think it was pandas. I think his kids had pandas, or at least one of them did. Now, if that's the case, he really should have just led with that. Are you looking it up?
Mm-hmm.
You looking it up? What do we got here? Yeah. Go back up real quick. Just so we're clear, he's holding what? Testicles and
probably.
And looks like the lining of his stomach. He looks so badass. I still love him. He made Luke Paul eat nuts. Like, how do you not love this dude? Mm-hmm. He got all the dudes from the Paul Brothers podcast to eat raw liver and testicles. Like, he went around, and this is the best part of his shtick, is that he went around and was like, yeah, this is how I did it. I did this, and I worked out 3-4 times a day, which probably accounts for a lot, but not at his age. The fact that his ribs don't fucking move, like his abs, have you ever seen him sit down?
Yeah.
You know how if I sit down, like, I don't have abs, but if I sit down, I get rolls?
Yeah, that's
you know?
What people do.
Even people with six packs get that.
Yeah.
Does Sean have a six pack? Does your brother have a six pack?
At one point, he had an 8.
Oh, nice.
No, Sean at one point was like super fucking cut.
I got.
He busted up his knee skiing and.
That was it.
I mean, he still exercises. It's just he hasn't had time lately. He's
yeah.
To
so I had two cousins. They were twins, and they're professional breakdancers, and now they're like real rappers and real breakdancers still. Somehow they're keeping both going. And they're huge, but they were born that way.
Yeah.
They were born big. And when they sit down, they got rolls. Now, I don't know if it's the optical illusion of the camera, but when the Liver King sits down, bro, it just looks like he's flexing. And, like, I've seen him on a podcast for 2 hours, and they don't move. They don't move. So people want to say that he's got ab implants. it maybe it's like etching in where they like etch around the abs to define them, but I think that it's steroids and he has that. You ever see people that do an abundance of steroids for a long period of time? There's a few things that'll happen. One of them is like this tit thing, right? Where it looks like the other one will be proper and peck and it'll look ripped. And then the other one will have this little sag to it behind the nipple. Probably
because they blew their fucking muscle out.
It's actually a swollen gland.
Yeah.
It's a swollen gland. And there's nothing you can do about it without surgery at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he didn't have that. But what he did have was that bloat. His stomach never looked big, which could be counteracted with a fucking belly band at night and like crying yourself to sleep. Like, I could only imagine how painful that would be. But he could also suck in. I'm bloated 24/7. So if you're sucking in, I'm as tight as I can be while sucking in. And then if I lean back the way that he sits, this is how much I've analyzed it.
Yeah.
I kind of got my stomach where it normally is. I kind of, but that is hard.
Yeah.
And like, the fucking immediately throw, like, so he says the apology that you were listening to, which is, there's no copyright behind it, I don't think, at all.
I couldn't find,
I literally first shot, boom.
Because if I pulled it up on YouTube, it was coming out.
Nobody. Yeah, I don't know. He's also got like that weird, shitty voice, and I want to know what he looks like without the beard, because I think the beard is hiding the second biggest thing. I've seen pictures of him without the beard. I mean today. I want him to shave that shit. I want him to shave that shit, and I want to see what he looks like. Because you see Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor's on steroids, and he's got that steroid neck where, like, it disappears. You know, like, the shoulders and the chin basically become one thing and eat the neck.
Mm-hmm.
There's a video of him working out in like a hotel room, and he's bald with no beard, and he looks insane. He looks almost as big. See that picture? That picture right there. Look at this picture. Look at his fucking stomach in that picture.
This one?
This one. Right?
Yeah,
look at his stomach in this picture.
Yeah.
Okay? Find a picture of him sitting down. It looks exactly the fucking same.
Yeah, I know. I've seen like videos of him.
Bro, he is so fucking big. I'm sorry. Like, I don't care that he lied he was on steroids. I care that he, number one, immediately when he was outed, he threw his kids under the bus and was like, I did all of this because they were sick. Whether they were or they weren't, you should have shut your fucking mouth and kept that between you and your family. Number two.
At least the way I read it, it said that he
switched his diet.
No, they started doing that with their kids, and then he blasted on media, is like what you're saying.
That's what he says. He says he started doing this because of his diet. He changed his diet because his kids were sick. And then a year before a year ago when he started the social media is when he started steroids. And that's bullshit because he was just as fucking big. He hasn't gotten much bigger in the last year.
Well, no, it's probably he's just on like maintenance.
Well, that's what we think. Yeah. That's what everybody thinks The Rock does. We think that The Rock's on like growth, a steady influx of growth hormone, and a steady influx of testosterone.
Sean had mentioned to me that he got caught smuggling bull shark testosterone from Australia.
We'll talk when we're not recording. Like, fuck, I want to look like that. I don't give a. Are you kidding me? And then like, to be fair, I know a little Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, so I would use the muscle so much more than him. And Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, I found out, is like the second most steroid-riddled sport in the world. So you get me on the juice, and you get me on the mat, and we fucking have some fun. Number one, cycling. Okay?
Yeah,
when you took Armstrong's medals from him, the next person you found that was competing clean was like 23rd place.
Oh, yeah. No, I know that cycling's a big thing.
That's crazy. But you got to let them do it because if they've done studies. Have you ever seen Icarus?
Yeah.
The documentary?
No. I know little bits about steroids. I've seen like what people...
Dude.
I know what people look like when they just continually do it. And I've seen the pictures of people when they're on a proper cycle. Like,
he was on a fucking beautiful cycle.
I don't know the actual chemistry behind it because I'm retarded and don't know.
I just know the names of certain things that are popular that are like... He was on 100% pharmacy grade shit. He's on all of it was pharmacy grade shit.
Sean can explain how that works.
I know how most of it works because I've been obsessed with it for so long that I've like tried to read and mostly listened to people that do know what they're talking about.
No, and if it's done right, you can look. He looks like a fucking monster.
The problem is, it doesn't matter how good you look. The health, your health benefits to just down.
Yeah, so like, are like really bad for your health.
What I want is I want a very little bit of growth hormone, and I want TRT. That's it. I want to feel like I did when I was 21, and I was fucking unstoppable. And then knowing what I know now, I'm going to use that feeling to my advantage. Also, the health benefits of the healing factor. Because, like, if done rightly and just put you back to where you were when you were younger, bro, it's like it makes everything that you thought was impossible because you're older now feel possible. I run circles around dudes at work now. I would fucking destroy them, bro. No shoulder pain. I let my tendons heal properly because I think that the problem is that it's taking so long to heal that I'm never letting it heal properly. So I'm just snapping the tendon to my shoulders over and over and over again. And it's really bad. So, like, I'm more concerned for him now because he's supposedly saying he's getting off. But I'm getting off track. The whole point is the fact that he threw his kids under the bus, whether it's true or not. And to be honest, I had never heard him talk about that beforehand.
Yeah.
I have heard him talk about male suicide a little bit here and there and suicide.
I think he was prepared.
I think it was prepared. And that's why he dropped it a little bit.
One day he was going to get caught.
I think that the health factor was the thing he was selling everything for. And I think it was all done to sell a product. Because if you read the emails, he says he wants to have this many followers in 1 year's time or 2 years' time or whatever it was. It was all planned. Like he had a team and it was planned. And that tape, that apology, 100%. Not only scripted, but planned.
Yeah.
My other huge question, did his kids know he was on juice? Because his boys don't need it. Like, kids that age, they don't need to be on testosterone.
Yeah.
They produce it themselves, naturally. So, like, did they know? Because supposedly he says that they didn't. And he basically tells them, just from what he told everybody on like, I think it was, I think I did two podcasts where I just listened to him talk. And it, like, half of it felt like it was just like reverberated bullshit from a PR team with the word fuck and shit added into like a couple sentences.
Yeah.
It didn't sound natural. And I think part of that is the fact that that fucking beard is so fucking long and it actually hides so many features of your face. Keys to why I shaved my beard down, because I was watching him last night and I was like, he is hiding so fucking much, dude.
I shaved mine down because I got uncomfortable.
Ah, dude, it was getting wild. I was being called a terrorist and shit.
No, now you kind of look like Andrew Tate.
Whatever. I look like a human. I got the little devil point, though. But I really just wish that he did tell, like, the entire truth. Like, yeah, I did this to make more money because, you know, my company started slowing down or I was starting new supplement companies. And I figured that I would do this because my kids were sick and we started this ancestral living. He fucking suns his testicles, dude. He suns his asshole.
I know.
I'm sorry. Everything else, like eating liver and eating nuts, I could see that. I could get behind, like, oh, you got to eat animal testicle to boost your testosterone, like
I'm gonna come over one day and you're going to be pulling some.
I don't like liver. I don't like liver. Like cooked, raw, I've never liked liver.
I've never had it.
I've had it twice and it's disgusting.
I've heard it's gross.
I don't think it tastes good at all. And then I can only imagine what it tastes like raw. If I get into that much of a health kick, like, I'll eat liver once a week. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe once a month. Probably once a month. But, like, the dude has fucking videos of him going outside and sunning his nuts and his asshole. Anybody who does that, all the people in the world who do that, just know every fucking other word that comes out of your mouth is bullshit. Okay? I think it's bullshit. I don't know about anybody else, but I should say this correctly. Every other word that comes out of your mouth is bullshit to me. Just straight to fuck up. I'm gonna sun my asshole. You just like being naked outside, you freak. And that's okay. But like, let's be honest.
You like being outside naked.
But like, he's got a lot of money. I don't know. Whatever they're saying online about his net worth, all that shit's gotta be in his wife's name.
Whatever it is, it's...
Or he could have lost a shit ton of money coming out that he has steroids.
I'll say this much. It was a brilliant get-rich-quick scheme.
He was already rich.
No, but it was like I don't think he was that rich.
Dude! He was already rich. He was already fucking rich. Oh, by the way, Completely unrelated, now that I'm thinking about rich people, congratulations to Argentina for winning the World Cup. But again, fuck you. I needed France to win. Thanks for that. I'm not rich.
But that sucks.
I know a guy who cashed out before France lost, and he is rich. So, good for him. But, like, he was rich. Dude, he was wealthy. He was wealthy. He had businesses. Supposedly, his businesses make $1 million in profit a year consistently. And it, like, him becoming famous, he's saying that him becoming famous didn't actually change that. But I also think that that is bullshit.
No, the amount of fame he got, he...
It definitely affected it.
He boosted his wealth. It was a get-rich-quick scheme. It was smart.
Fucking genius, dude. We should get steroids and start a supplement company.
I mean, I won't take steroids.
Why not?
The health risks aren't worth it.
Oh, not even just like a little bit of TRT? Just like a little, like, kick up your T levels a little bit? You know? Hit the fucking gym 3 times a day?
I mean, I'm going to start hitting the gym. I'm going to get a membership tomorrow.
I'm thinking you should just start coming to my gym, too. Like, fuck them. They don't know shit.
I mean, I've been with a personal trainer.
No. I'm saying do that.
Yeah.
Also, come with me once in a blue moon. I need somebody to play games with, and I'm really not good at working out alone. It's not fun anymore.
You know, I just haven't been around the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, how was your brother's?
Oh, we had a great time.
Good.
Yeah.
As you can see, I've done nothing.
We saw the second Avatar.
Ooh, how was it?
It's the best movie I've seen in a while. It's long. It's 3 hours and 12 minutes.
So don't... Who made it? Was it like
James
HBO?
Cameron,
no, but like studio. What movie studio made it? It's really off topic of what I wanted to talk about today, but I love this. Because I think... Did it have anybody from the first one in it?
No, they...
It's just a continuation.
Yep.
So it's the same dude. It's the same guy from Terminator, right?
What studio? 20th Century Studios.
So Fox.
Yeah.
So who owns Fox? What app is Fox on? Because that's what I'm going to see. And I'm going to see it when it comes out on an app.
It's such a good thing to see in the movies.
The baby. It's hard to go see a movie, especially one that long with the baby.
No,
and
I
then
got you.
My wife doesn't really like movies. So like, kind of just better off being home.
Yeah.
I
mean, I'd see it again.
Well, I also have this beautiful I have two. I have two of this exact television, bro. Do you know how much it drives me insane that it's like I get to watch an hour of TV a day and I have that? That fucking thing is gorgeous.
Oh, it is.
And it's literally, I'm never up here.
No, all you need is a fucking good sound system.
I have that. It's just not hooked up.
Oh.
I can see the sound bar underneath. I also got a kick-ass subwoofer. Right behind it. All I need is a couple speakers and the...
So I got my folks for Christmas.
Yeah. Be relaxed. I got a... There's a few things I want to do. I want to handle this, finish a couple paintings, post some stuff up all over this room.
I got a painting that I want to buy.
Really? From who?
I'll show you. It's a Renaissance painting.
Oh, fucking Christ.
Nah, it's cool.
Is it something that looks like the person painted it while they were on mushrooms?
Different. Where is it? All my random Amazon.
That's what we need. You saw that splitter that you had up there?
I told you that a while ago.
Buy that. How much is it?
Hold on. Where is it? I lost the painting.
You have the painting on Amazon?
Yeah, that's where I was gonna buy.
Dude, I could find you. No, we have like different art. Ooh, Alpha Brain. Alpha Brain's great. If you wonder how I can just ramble on about random shit, it's Alpha Brain. But back to the Liver King. And the thing is, the biggest like upset that makes it so disappointing is that he hits a topic and he's using a topic that's so close to home for so many fucking people. Mm-hmm. And so many saps just like ate that shit up that just wanted him to be real and authentic. And they want to be able to look that way without having to spend $10,000 to $15,000 a month, because that's what all that shit costs, bro.
Mm-hmm.
All that shit costs. You got to get like a hormone therapist.
It's an insane.
And you got to pay. Like, insurance is not covering that, and you have to pay a doctor,
mm-hmm.
or a team of doctors. That one in the middle right there looks nuts. Wow. Like, I wanted him to be real, and I really did want him to just say, like, I'm on steroids. I'm 43 years old. What the fuck do you think? Are you morons?
There we go. That's her name.
I'm on steroids, but I work my fucking ass off daily.
There it is.
So are you gonna? Are you looking to buy the actual painting or just a print?
Just a print.
Oh, okay.
I'm not gonna buy the.
What? Turn that towards me. I can't see the colors.
Hold on. Let me open it up.
Oh, I didn't even know it was a person.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen this painting somewhere.
She's a famous painter from the Renaissance.
Is she dead?
How long ago was the Renaissance, Christian?
I don't know. It happens every year, bitch. No, I'm just fucking with you.
Jackass.
You gotta admit, that was a good one. Yeah, that was
she's
a good
dead.
One. That was a good one. She's dead. So was that guy on the painting. Just so everybody knows, there's two fucking bitches.
I believe this one is...
Two bitches holding a guy down as one of them basically saws his head off with a sword. It looks like maybe he had sex with one of them or he was just sleeping naked.
This is Judith beheading Holofernes.
Holofernes, okay. The heroine is the deft butcher. Is a deft butcher, so she was deaf. She couldn't hear him screaming.
Yep.
That's fucking brutal, dude. I wonder what the real...
Oh, a lot older.
I wonder what the real painting goes for. Yeah, but you could probably figure out what...
Oh, you could probably do that.
See. Yeah, what it was sold for. Holy shit!
It's a
painting. $171 million for some murder! Love it!
I have had conversations with Kimmy about this. Most artists' work is worthless until they're dead.
Until they die, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why all my paintings are in storage. All my paintings are in storage.
No,
that's nuts!
That's fucking cool.
All right, kids, if you want to be a painter, if you want to make money, don't become a painter. If you want your kids to have money, become a painter.
If you want to be an artist, go become a graphic artist.
$171 million.
That's just for
A picture of murder. For something that somebody at some point in time, some rich dude, jerked off to that.
Oh, absolutely.
100%. And you want to know what? He probably paid $171 million to jerk off to it. That's fucking great, man.
Like, all of her paintings are based in trauma.
In the cocktail that, because this is how my ADHD works, In the cocktail that Liver King takes, there's shit because he doesn't have testicular function.
That sucks.
Well, that's what happens when you do steroids for a long fucking period of time. You have to add other things in.
Oh, absolutely.
Bro, oh my God. And he says he only did it for a year.
No, he's full of shit.
For a fucking year. Dude's a monster. I want to see him punch someone in the face. Like not like an actual person, but you know those gel skulls?
Yeah.
That you can see the skull in?
Yeah.
I want to get him mad. like Hulk mad. And just be like, this is the guy that made you angry. And have the gel thing just standing there like the torso wiggling. You know? Wiggling.
I mean...
I'm just...
Try to find out his phone number and give him a call.
No, I don't actually want to talk to him after all the things that I just said. I would love to have a conversation with him about what he really did, how it all started for real, not the it started a year ago after I, cuz the thing is if you started an ancestral lifestyle because you wanted to be healthy and you weren't on steroids, mm-hmm. and then you started doing steroids to be famous, you're canceling out all that healthy bullshit.
Yeah.
You're eating testicles for the fame. You're not doing it for the health. That's why I'm calling bullshit. That's like...
The whole thing is bullshit.
The Batman part of my brain that's going to be a detective and take a step back from the fandom, yeah. because I'm a fan. I'm a huge fan.
I know you are.
Huge fucking fan. If I had the money to buy his shit, I'd be buying it all right? Like, I just wish that he was honest about it. Because, like, now I can't get behind him. I can't, like, if I was famous and I could become his friend, I couldn't be his friend now. I couldn't, you know, like you're lying about something stupid to me. I would never.
No, because that's the thing, is he never competed in anything, so.
Thank you.
No, That's the point.
Who are you cheating?
No, I do agree with that. I think that the only people he's cheating is those who believe him that he was natty for so long.
31-year-old men that were like, maybe I should start eating bull testicle to build my testosterone
back
up. When
you started telling me about him, I looked at him. I was worried. I was going to come
over. No, no. I'm not that dumb.
Some fucking
shit. For a split second, I was like, Nope. Even if it was true, I couldn't do it.
When we first talked about him on the podcast, I was like, it's just another influencer. It's another self-help guru.
Dude, it's fucking...
And they all turn out to be fucking and scumbags.
Like, the thing is, like, the bone marrow and the liver, both amazing health benefits for you.
Yes.
Amazing health benefits for you.
Health benefits and a lot
but
of weird shit.
What cancels it out for him is doing fucking growth hormone. And he was doing 4 times as much of certain things. It's a grip tape cleaner. He was doing 4 times as much that you're supposed to of certain things. And he's doing like wild. Like, I don't think that I could do it just because I already have anger issues. I could never get like that. Like, I'd have to get all that in check because he should be running through a fucking wall, bro. Which leads me to think, like, if you pissed in a bottle, like, if he pissed in this, this would melt as I held it for him. And I would hold it for him. Like, I'm a fan. Like, here, you need somebody to hold the bottle? Go. Pee. You're too big to bend over. I get it.
I mean, he's probably on fucking some other shit to counteract.
He's got to be. He's got to be on, he's got to be on, like, maybe an estrogen booster, because if your testosterone is flying through the roof, it'll suppress your estrogen levels. And if you suppress your estrogen levels too much, that's what kicks up anger and shit.
Yeah. I mean, he's also probably a mood, some kind of mood stabilizer or something like that.
Testosterone, vitamin D, estrogen, these things will all stabilize your mood.
No, he's probably
ways.
On all sorts of shit, so he's probably just way high on everything.
But when you kick one up, you got to... You got to work to bring other things up to counteract it, because like having normal, you won't have one, your estrogen levels will suppress. And then like, if you're getting a kick out of juicing during the day, like a physical dopamine kick out of juicing, it's going to work the same as a mental addiction.
It is.
To like where like, I can't put this thing down because I enjoy inhaling smoke.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's a weird thing. And he said he's going to go natty, and that's going to be a long process because he's got to slowly come off the GHG and the testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
And if he went bone dry, he would lose everything. Didn't matter how much he worked out, he would lose everything.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to train his body to actually produce testosterone again, and I don't know if
you've... He's got to wean off of it.
That's weaning off of it would train your body to produce it again. I don't know if you could do that. You know what I mean? Like, I call your brother.
It's going to sound like shit.
I'm just joking. I got to get another mic so we can have him here. Because, like, then
we'll
I can...
be here for the next week and a half starting Thursday.
Really? Okay. So, Sunday is, like, Christmas Eve, right?
No, Saturday.
Saturday is Christmas Eve. So, Friday. Sunday is Christmas. I think I'm off Monday.
Saturday is Christmas, Sunday is Christmas Eve.
So, what? Saturday is Christmas, Sunday is Christmas Eve?
Yes. No, Christmas Eve is
Saturday. Christmas is Sunday. So, I'm off on Monday, so maybe we can do one on Monday if I can get my hands on a fucking microphone.
I gotta pick up Kimmy on Monday.
Tomorrow Monday?
No.
After Christmas?
Yeah, the 26th.
Oh.
Sunday.
I'm gonna have everybody on Sunday for Christmas. We'll figure it out. It doesn't matter right now.
Yeah.
The whole point of all of this is Liver King is still lying to everybody, and everybody needs to realize it and actually take a step back. I'm not saying don't buy his shit.
He's being a celebrity.
I don't think that's what anybody should do. But I think that somebody who's famous should really sit him down and talk to him and be like, you're lying. Your reason is all a lie, because you may bring it up here and there, but you have a fucking... Dude, you have a PR team. He has a public relations team.
No, it's obvious he has all that. That a lot and of his people have
public
that.
Relations team would tell him, and I hear it going on in my fucking head, and I don't know why, because I don't know anything about this world. Tell him every once in a while you got to bring up male suicides and, you know, and health, because that's the reason you're doing it, in case you ever get outed for doing steroids. Because the emails, everything, dude, everything. So many people have said that. Somebody from his PR team has reached out to me to try and get on his show. He basically stalked Joe Rogan.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Like, fucking showed up at his comedy show, sat in the front row without a fucking shirt on, showed up at a UFC event without a shirt on. Had one of his PR guys try to reach out to him, like...
He needs the attention.
And not for nothing, if I had that type of money, and I was like a freakishly large man, dude, I would do the same shit. I would do steroids, I would get bigger, but like the fucking first thing I would do is I'd be like, yeah, I'm on TRT, I'm old. Like, there's nothing that you can do about it.
The thing is I can take the videos.
I'm not that big yet. I gotta go to the gym tomorrow after work. Again, third day in a row. We're gonna get back on the fucking horse. But my elbows are fucked up along my shoulders now. I can't, like, if I go straight, it's not like a sore. It's like something's tearing. And then, like, if I take a week off, it goes right back to normal. And, like, I can't even work out to the point that my arms are sore. It's just my elbows fucking hurt. I gotta be...
You probably fucked something up in your elbow.
Yeah, I'm really annoyed. I'm really annoyed. Well...
Happened to dig once.
I weld. I shouldn't, like, fuck, you know, like, I fire watch and weld all day. I shouldn't have fucked anything up. But... And this is why I want steroids, people. If there's a doctor out there that can help me out, I have insurance. They take good care of me. Like, I just want to be healthy again so I could get big. I don't need, like, I want everything that Liver King took, but, like, realistically, what I'm going to get is a little TRT. And then maybe blow a guy for some growth hormone. You never know. If you get lucky, you get lucky. You know what I mean?
Well, how do you get TRT prescribed to you?
You have low testosterone. I'm on like the brink, or at least I was when I was tested last. I was on the brink of low testosterone. And he was like, you're not really there yet. And I was like, fuck you. Yes, I am.
I mean, I'm sure you could eat a couple of different foods at like a consistency fuck your testosterone.
Yeah, you could. You could. A lot of guys used to do it back in the day in sports when like TRT.
Do it.
I don't have the time to be dealing with all that shit. So, like, I'm trying to convince my doctor legitimately, but I'm going to change doctors and find a doctor that I'm a little more comfortable with. Because, like, my shoulders are also fucked up. They don't do shit for that. They just give me cortisone. They didn't even warn me that the surgery that they want to have me take is like, dude, you may never be the same. Like, you may never be the same. And in reality, it's just two tendons. Like, how do we fix this problem? Because I can't hold weight above my head. It's been the motivating factor of me not doing my job anymore.
I get that.
So, we're going to figure all that out. I wish I was a Liver King. Even if I was Liver Boy Rad. You know, like one of them. Like, he also, like, he did weird things. Like, he would be like, I'm going to take the boys out and teach them how to get girls.
Okay, he's a celebrity. They all do weird shit.
No. He's like a Kardashian celebrity.
Yeah, celebrity.
So when you're going out of your way to videotape and embarrass your sons while they talk to girls in a mall. And, like, I imagine he lives in, like, Utah.
I think it's Texas.
It's Texas? He lives in Texas? Who's the Liver King's wife? Liver Queen, Barbara Johnson. Her name is Barbara, who goes by Liver Queen. She can also be seen in the background of his videos.
Dental specialist.
Okay. As Bear and embraces his diet. Okay, she calls him Bear. We are fucking grade A investigating stalkers right here.
I'm just investigating stuff you ask me to.
Yeah, I know.
Let's see. That one.
Dude, those fucking... Those, and then his legs are fucking preposterous. Do you know what it takes to get legs that big? Legs are the hardest thing to grow like that.
Most people don't exercise them.
They're the hardest thing on your body to grow like that. That and abs. To make abs show is so fucking hard. And people can say whatever they fucking want. Remove fat. Remove fat. You try removing fat at fucking 42 years old.
His hometown is Austin, Texas.
Wow. And he says he talked about him getting bullied. and him like getting the shit beat out of him. 52-inch chest and a 34-inch waist. Do you know what the fuck? That's an 18-inch difference. Mm-hmm. That's an 18-inch incline, bro. That is fucking huge. 9 inches on each side. That kicks in. 18-inch bicep. His arms aren't as big as they look, though. 18-inch bicep is huge, but it's not.
It's because he's huge. So
they look bigger.
Like, usually
they look
a lot
bigger
of those guys,
he,
it's like certain parts of them look much bigger.
I would have said that they were like a 21-inch bicep, and it's like only a 3-inch difference, but I have a 13.5-inch bicep, and my biceps are tiny.
I don't know.
Like, I have like a 13.5, at most 14-inch bicep.
I don't know any of my body measurements except my height.
It's the only body measurement that I know, honestly. I don't even know my shoe size.
I know my shoe size.
I have to look at my shoes to find out my shoe size. That's how rare it is that I buy shoes. Like,
these are the first new pair of shoes I've probably bought in like 3 years that weren't work shoes.
When I went to go buy those sneakers, dude at the store was like, "What shoe are you?" I just took my sneaker off and I said, "This one." I'm not even joking. He was like, "We'll measure you. I'm not touching that thing."
The Red Wing stores have just a thing you stand on.
That's cool. That's cool.
Those are the last pair of boots I bought. I gotta get new boots.
I gotta get boots for not work. Which is gonna drive everybody insane when I wear boots to work and take them off and put boots on at work. They're gonna be so pissed.
I don't even wear boots. I wear freaking steel-toed sneakers to work.
I wear combat boots. And everybody hates me. Like, your foot's going to get crushed. And I'm like, I'm 10 times faster than you in those heavy-ass fucking space boots. Do you know what I can do in these? I can climb the walls.
Mine have, I get ones with, like, the alloy or the ceramic, so it's
white. The job I'm on now, the guys that I'm with, some of them, they're so old school. Like, Digger would hate me as an apprentice. He would be, like, he knows me personally, so it would be a little bit different. I would act a little bit different. Mm-hmm. But he would also be like, okay, I know why you're the way you are, like, I'm going to let you do your thing. Like, you have faith in yourself. Let's go. When you need help, you ask. These other guys are like, bro, I can weld better than this guy. I can learn faster than him too. And he's been doing it a lot longer. And the words coming out of my mouth, I sound like an asshole. And I know I do.
You are an asshole.
No, but it's true. And this is why it's so weird. Because it's true. I can whip a MIG gun really, really easily, and I just learned how to stick weld, and I can make my stick welds look better than his, and I can produce less holes. I'm not going to name him.
I know him?
No. Okay. Oh, no, you do. You do. You and Dig know him. And he's a good guy, but he's so old school. Like, he's like, you got to learn your place. You're an apprentice. And I'm like, bitch, I'm 31 years old. Do you know the list of things that I am before I'm in a fucking apprentice? Like, get the fuck out of here with that. I told him that. I was like, get the fuck out of here with that. I was like, you know what I am before I'm an apprentice? And he like looked at me, started listing shit off. And he was like, you're right. And I was like, yeah. I was like, you guys want respect. I was like, but you're not dealing with fucking 16-year-old boys. Like, you guys are dealing with men. Men that have been to combat. Men that have been to prison. Men that have seen their children die. Men that have seen their parents die, that have buried their brothers. Yeah. Like, we're not boys, dude. And I get it. Like, you know, you want an 18-year-old kid. I'm not an 18-year-old kid. I'm a 31-year-old man who's had a life. So if you're going to disrespect me, understand that my natural reaction is going to disrespect you back. And I'm telling you now, I don't want that. So, like, let's work off of respect. Dude's calling me a fucking terrorist.
You kind of look like one.
I don't, though. That's the thing. I'm really white.
No. Were you shaved?
No. That's my point.
You still kind of look like...
He was like, you look like a terrorist. I was like, I'm doing No Shave November. And he's like, yeah, you look like a terrorist. And I'm like, you're 4'11", motherfucker.
Even before November.
It was getting bushy.
Your whole...
This was bad. This was bad.
You were getting fucking wild.
But I like, you know, I always have a hat on or a bandana. Yeah. Like, he didn't fucking see that.
No, and like, it didn't
bother me.
From your demeanor and the way you carry yourself, I could see where somebody would think that you're a homegrown terrorist.
No. He was calling me Taliban.
Oh,
he was calling
stupid.
Me a Taliban terrorist. It was different. I get what you're saying. That I could. I'm not. You're not far off. I look like what's his name from Grand Theft Auto, Trevor, right? Trevor.
Kind of.
Right. Like, I got the same haircut. I just don't have the crazy ass tattoos, and I have all my teeth in the front. But like, it's just, it baffles me when dudes just. Ba, 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 ba. And like, you've been laid off from the company before. You've been out of work for a fucking while. You think that I do whatever I want. There should be a version of him with like a beard.
Yeah, I know. I've seen him.
Yeah, the guy who he is in real life is also in other movies with a beard. Boom. See?
Yeah, no, you were definitely...
He's got more hair on the top of his head than me.
You were getting pretty scraggly.
Yeah, and so we took care of it.
I gotta go for a trim.
I just cut my own hair myself.
Every time I cut my own beard, it looks like shit. I refuse to cut my own hair.
Friday night was a Christmas party. He didn't go. I fucking went. Like, it just bothers me when people are like...
We went to a Christmas
party
at Sean's undergrad.
How was that?
It was all right. Sean didn't even know anybody. There was food, though. We went to that before we went to Avatar.
Oh, my God.
Listen, we were just hanging out most of the time.
Well, I figured you guys are brothers. That's what you should be doing.
We also went to poker night with his buddies. That was wild.
Did you win?
Yeah.
Money?
Yeah.
A lot?
No. Like, he spotted me 10 because I didn't have cash. I never have cash.
Oh, and, this suck.
And, we wound up walking away with 25, so I got $5 for playing poker and getting drunk.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
There was also a snowball fight and an egg fight.
The egg fight would have pissed me off a little bit.
It was his landlord and his brother. That was entertaining.
But my job site is pretty weird because it's like one big building complex, mm-hmm. right? So one side is one GC and then the other side is the GC I'm on. So on the other side where the other GC is my company. It's a bunch of guys that I know. A bunch of guys that know me that they're like, yo, if you told that kid to go hang this piece of duct or to go run this line or to go handle this floor, or to go do this, to go move this, to go get you coffee, whatever it is,
yeah,
you
I'll
put
do
him on
shit. All you gotta do is tell me what the fuck to do.
Not only will I do it, I'll do it perfectly. I will be anal and it will be done perfectly and like quickly and promptly. Like, I'm good. This guy is like, hey, what are you doing now? And he can't look over my shoulder because he's fucking below it. Like,
yeah.
And it's, dude, like, to be fair, I get it. I've been doing this for 4 years, four and a half almost. Coming up on the end, though. We're coming up on the end where it's like, I'm your equal now.
See, I've missed a lot of fucking time. It's frustrating.
It's so annoying. That's because it's not just you. It's a bunch of kids, and we were all guaranteed work. I want them to
I've
pick you up.
Like a third of my apprenticeship.
You won't be. Yeah, I know. You won't be where I am. But if they pick you up, you'll be on a giant job.
Yeah,
they're gonna need a lot of people too.
Big jobs.
They're gonna need people. If they don't
just
pick
tell me
up
to move
people,
heavy shit, do shit like that.
No. Now you need to grab a piece of paper, you need to grab a print, and you need to fucking read that motherfucker because in August...
I mean, I can read a print.
Yeah, that was my hardest problem. And I opened my mouth like a retard, and I'm like, yeah, I had a hard time reading a print. And they're like, well, y'all read it here, kid. And I'm like, yeah, I can read this because we solved that problem.
Yeah.
So put me under the hood, leave me alone, go eat a fucking sandwich, and relax. Okay, because I'm going to do it faster than you, and I'm going to do, like, the amount of complaints all day long about this machine. When it's like, if you just,
machine?
Yeah, when if you just do this.
What are you running with?
I'm running an ESAB.
Oh, cool.
The Rebel 215.
It's the one with the screen that you got to use the dial to fuck with.
Yeah, I hate that thing.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people complain that was, like, the biggest issue, to do anything with it takes too long.
No.
It's to change settings.
It doesn't take long to change settings. It's a very sensitive machine.
Yeah.
It's really
it's a shop welder. It's not a field welder.
Yeah, it's a home hobby welder is what we're calling it right now because that's really what it feels like.
No, it absolutely is.
But it's a good little machine, but whoever had it before us abused it, and it's all fucked up. And, like, we got it to work. We had to take things apart and solder things together. Like, it was like days worth of work to get it to run properly, but like, it's running.
Yeah.
We got the fucking job done. We're getting the building's being built, motherfucker. Shit's getting hung, risers are getting done, and not for nothing, I was on a job welding on my own, and they took me off of it because the project manager's friend needed a job and he was a welder, and the project manager needed a guy on that job to watch the guys, so I got tossed out but they didn't want me to stop welding, I don't think. So they sent me somewhere else with one of the cooler, tighter foremen, I would say, who's mm-hmm. also a welder. But that's not the guy I'm fire watching for. I'm fire watching for the other guy, the little leprechaun, Jesus freak, as we'll call him. And he...
Let's hope he's not listening.
I don't give a fuck. What are you going to do to me? And this is the problem. Nobody realizes, like, everybody's like, you'll be out of work for a while. Probably not. Probably not. I'll probably call one or two people and be like, you got to know somebody in a different company.
I'm happy that I'll be finishing up the drafting class right as I finish the apprenticeship.
Get right into the office, bro.
That's what I want to do. I'm going to get into the fucking office and hopefully, you know, in a year or two, like, instead of giving me extra money, let me work from home a couple of days. They give you a laptop.
Well, depending on the company you're in, depends on, you know, like, if you're with us, you don't really, it's $1.75 a day for tolls, and it's a 45-minute drive.
All right, yeah.
You know.
That's why I want to be at Celtic Shop, because it's the closest.
Yeah.
Or, like, something like Yonkers or the Bronx.
I don't even know what's in the Yonkers or the Bronx shop-wise. Yeah. I don't want to work in the Bronx at all, because people keep dying in the Bronx.
Yeah, that's the only reason I'd rather go to, like, Yonkers. I don't know how
many Bandit, shops. Go lay down.
I'm playing with the
game. Yeah, but this is all on this.
Yeah, go
and it doesn't sound dandy, and he's got pink eye.
Yeah.
Dumbass. Go lay down. You have pink eye, and I'm not dealing with it. I'm not, lay down. You lay right here. I'll pet you. Okay? But, like, there's a $300 million hospital job coming up. Celtic got Damn. It. Celtic got it. I got a job. Do you know how big the kitchen's gonna be in that motherfucker? It's all black. That's all I care about, dude. I don't care about hanging duck.
Work with you.
I don't care about hanging duck. I don't care about fans. I don't care about VAVs or smoke dampers. If I can't weld it, I don't want to touch it. I want to go to Janssen's.
I mean, I went to school for welding. That's like the shit that fucking drove me the most nuts. Is all I've ever done was weld in school.
Yeah, I want to go to, like, Janssen's. I want to, if I'm going to be at Celtic, I want to weld. And, like, I went and met on Friday a couple of the big guys and tried to get my name out there a little bit. Like, it was the whole point I went to the Christmas party on Friday. Like, I was like, I'm not going to go. I'm broke. Smart. And they were like, fuck that. We'll buy you a drink. You're coming. You need to meet
me. I wish I was home so I could have gone with you.
All the guys from the job I was on for a year, they were all there. Because the job is right down the block from the Irish American, which is the greatest bar in Manhattan on John Street. Fucking shout out to the Irish American. Place is fucking legit. Food's good. Drinks are great. Awesome fucking spot. And everybody that works there is an Irish accent.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, fucking
See, that's great. Why I want to work with Celtic. I like that accent.
No, you think you do. You think you do. And they're like, you fucking gobshite little brat bitch. Fuck up the ladder, you fucking little cunt.
Oh, it's throwing hilarious.
Fucking ham. No. But see, you can understand me because I'm not Irish.
No.
When those Irish fucks are screaming at you.
Oh, it's hard to understand.
I can't, dude. I literally get down and I'm like, okay. What the fuck did you just say to me? And they're like, you fucking heard me. I'm like, yeah, I heard you. I didn't understand you. Slow down. Keep the volume. Slow down, brother. Let's go again. And they think like I feel disrespected. I'm trying not to fucking laugh in their face.
No, but Christian, I've studied, I study like the linguistics of different accents because I have to write characters with accents. So I know what it's like dealing with that stuff. It's just,
and they're all like a mess. Like every one of them, I love them to death. Mm-hmm. Like I literally risk my life for those men. I don't do that for a 28. I do that for Celtic. I do the shit that I do for Celtic. I've performed the way that I perform for Celtic.
So far.
They've been fucking great to me.
I mean, I don't know.
I've had at least
three
opportunities.
I don't know many apprentices who have stayed with the same shop through their entire
five. They've had five opportunities to lay me off.
I mean,
and multiple of them, they've chosen to keep me.
I know. Like, that's the thing. Is you've stayed regardless of all the stuff you've done.
Yeah. All of the shit.
That's the shit
drama.
That drives me nuts. Is I haven't done anything. I just fucking go to work and do what I'm told.
Yeah. That's the thing, though. You also, I go to work and I'm like, hard hat on, headphones in. No one knows that I'm fucking here. Now it's a little bit different. Now, like, if I'm working with a large group of people, everybody knows where I'm at. I'm like playing music, dancing, fucking screaming, talking shit with the laborers. When I started out in the field, Bro, you couldn't get me to talk to you if you fucking handed me $50.
No, that's how, like, I am. I
shut my fucking mouth, but every time Celtics...
I get comfortable with a crew.
Ever been like, I need you to do this. Or keep your mouth shut and do this. I've just shut my fucking face and
done that. And still gotten fucking laid off over fucking bullshit.
That company... And then, like, where they came from... Like, they're from Ireland. They're from, like, they're from their motherland. They were doing sheet metal in their motherland. One of the dudes on my job site was doing, he's like 38. He's been doing sheet metal for like 26 years.
Oh, yeah.
Do the fucking math. He was doing sheet metal since he was like 14 years old. You want to know why? Because he wasn't doing it in this country.
Mm-hmm.
He came here when he was eligible to get into the union. And he's been rolling with the union ever since. So he's got like between 2 and 4 years under his belt.
I worked with a Jamaican guy for like 6 months. It's psychotic.
It's like that for dudes everywhere around the world. They all were doing this shit before the union, before they were like 18, and then they get in at like 18 and they're set. No, lay down. You can't get out that way, silly. You can't get out that way. You're silly. You're silly. You're a silly dog. There's no way out. You're too big. Knock over all the computers. You okay? He's been like, because of his eye, he's been like hiding under the bed and shit, and he's been extra weird. You okay? You're a good
Zeus
boy.
Zeus just had a seizure.
Yeah, your mom was telling me. Yeah. She was asking me for hospitals, and I was like, the one that the Bandit went to, Bandit was all traumatized because I had just gotten out of the hospital, and like that was the first thing we did. We took him right to the hospital.
Man.
How's your eye doing?
He hasn't had a seizure in a while.
No, but we gave her like 3 or 4 different hospitals.
Yeah, she's good at finding her own information.
And then the vet that he goes to now, fucking, they hate him. They make him like, they drug him. They give us meds to give him the night before. He comes in with a muzzle. And if he doesn't have a muzzle, like, bro.
Nah, Zeus is easy.
He could, bro, I think he ate like half of a rag and he had his Lyme disease kicked in because of the rag.
Mm-hmm.
So he was just nonstop shitting acid and throwing up.
I remember.
For 3 days.
You were telling me about that a while ago.
Yeah. And when he was a puppy, he ate an eighth of wax and did the same thing and was like drunk for like 3-4 days.
Damn.
So this time I was like, that's what it is. And when I got out of the hospital and I saw him, I was like,
Zeus gets ketamine.
No. I was like, that's not what it is. Well, THC makes dogs.
I was
like they're drunk.
Those to dogs.
It's like getting them drunk. Like if they really eat.
Like I've been told that
weed.
Like alcohol kill them. Is what mom's told me.
Depends on the alcohol. If you give them like half a can of beer, they're gonna be fine. It's just really bad for their liver. If you know you give them a couple shots of vodka, they could die. Their liver doesn't process it the same way.
Yeah. Well, we've been getting fucked up for eons. They don't generally get fucked up.
No. So when he was a puppy, he ate an eighth of wax. And he's just acting drunk. I took him to the doctor. It was like 2 days, 3 days. He was in his system, and then he was fine. Mm-hmm. And then he got Lyme's disease, and like, I don't know what happened. He was shitting just stomach acid for like 3-4 days. Right? And then.
How long are we running for?
Whatever we want. We stop whenever.
All right.
And then he. Pretty much from there, we went to the vet, and they were like, we don't know what's wrong with him. You got to take him to the ER. They took him to the ER. The ER did x-rays and kept him overnight. And they were like, he has Lyme's disease. The vet that he was at, he was fine. And we found this vet, and we took him there. And he snapped at one of them, and like, we can't see him. He needs to come back on these drugs and muzzled because of his
greed. That's cocoa.
The thing is if like you just get to know him,
and he's
earn his trust.
I've known him for months. He's a great dog,
bro. I can do whatever I want to him.
That's like
the worst I'll get is he'll just growl at me and look at me, and I'll be like, "Yo, I'm trying to help him."
That's the shepherd. They're loyal as fuck dogs. Once you get to know
but
him,
but nobody else can. Like the baby can pull on his paws and stuff, and he just growls at him.
He's patient.
He is super. The baby steps on him, dude. She steps right on his back and climbs
one time
up on the
Kitty
bed.
When Kitty was 2 or 3, I went to the bathroom. She found a green marker somewhere.
And drew on Zeus.
Covered Zeus half in green.
That's hilarious.
That's the peers are like bred to be patient. Like they'll just lay there as sheep or jumping on them.
Absolutely fucking
I love the
hilarious.
Great Pyrenees. They're a great breed. He's my third one.
That's too
funny. I know what my next dog is.
I'm getting a Dutch Shepherd next.
Korean Jindo.
No, I'm getting a Dutch Shepherd next. Just like him. Just like you, big guy.
Oh, the Shepherds are great dogs.
Just like you. A nice brindled Dutchie. Well, we're an all-black Belgian. I'm pretty loyal to this breed now. I love this breed.
I don't blame you. That's why I like the Jindos. I had one growing up.
The next one's going to get sent away to boarding school for a few weeks at a time. And come back fucking terrorizing shit.
I always liked those big bulldogs, the pit bulls.
I wanted to
are just like beefy.
I told my wife I wanted a Tibetan Mastiff. And she was like, are you fucking curious? And I was like, why not? She was like, the amount of fur. I was like, you're looking at a fucking chow chow. I was like, he's going to produce the same amount of fur and have a purple tongue.
To keep the house at like a half decent level of not coated in fur, Mom has to vacuum 2 times a day. And Zeus doesn't even have a full coat.
I think that it's a good dog to have if you really want.
Growing up, we had a housekeeper, basically. A woman who came every day and cleaned up. And vacuuming was one of the big ones because we had a Great Pyrenees. And Moose was grosser than Zeus.
You're my buddy, though, Bandit. You're a good boy.
He's a good boy.
He's a good boy. So there's the final UFC card of the year was last night. This dude lost 20% of his blood. He nicked an artery in his head.
Damn.
Won the fight.
Holy shit.
Won the fight. Another dude. How do I even describe
this? What fight was this?
I don't remember. I don't remember their name.
What UFC was it?
Fight night. Last fight night of 2022. This is why you need to follow these people on Instagram, you fucking mutt.
I don't follow anybody.
Spin it towards me. I'll tell you. Down. More fights. And no. Alex Guerrero had the kick that I'm talking about. Keep going. Canceled. Show more. No, there's more. Okay. Go back up. Your fucking screen is so weird to me.
How is it weird?
It's got this weird color to it. I can't see the fucking guy.
Oh, I have it on set to dark mode.
Where is it? It was in the prelims, I think. If you look through the articles, you'll see it. Go to the pictures of this fucking fight night. Can we get the images? So it was this fight night. These two guys fought in the main card. I totally think Sean Strickland won that fight. He won 3-2. He won the first round because of the wrestling. He 100% outstepped Jared Cannonier. No, that's not it. He was dancing around Jared Cannonier. You scroll back up, all the way up. All the way up. Does it say what fight night it is? This is the card. Does it say what number it is? Mm-mm. Fight night 216.
Okay.
The way that Sean Strickland moved that whole fight, he barely even broke a sweat the whole time.
No, fight night 216 is...
That's old. What?
2017.
No, that's UFC 216 that you put in. You got to put in Fight Night 216. That's very different.
I don't follow sports.
See? No. Take out the UFC.
Oh, you want the prelim?
No, that's... Take...
Fight Night's a different...
Type in the date. December 17th. On top of, like, added it to it. Not 2022. Yeah, Cannonier versus Strickland, right there, boom. Final, go, scroll down. Keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going. That one. That guy.
This one?
Rafi Garcia, yeah. Rafi Garcia. He won his fight, too.
Nice.
Unanimous decision. Fucking covered in blood, bro.
Total strikes. He had 79%. He had all the takedowns.
Yeah. It was a good fight night. You should get... I should give you my fight pass in my my ESPN Plus information so you can watch all the free fights.
Just remind me on Saturdays that there's a fight night going on.
There isn't one until next year. Manel Kopp versus David Dvorak. That fight was insane. Oh my God. Dude, that fight was fucking great. It was... It nobody got knocked out. It was a unanimous decision, but it was such a competitive fight, man.
Oh, I was like almost split. It's close to even in the strikes.
Yeah, but that's not going to defy it. The biggest deciding factor in a fight is damage, and we've seen that recently.
Yeah, but how do you quantify damage?
Well, one dude's got his fucking face blown out, and the True. Other dude doesn't have a mark on him. Journey Newson, that was a good one too.
I
needed Journey Newson not to win that fight. No. He did lose that fight. That was another good one. He got worked though. Journey Newson got worked that whole fight. Here, go back to the fights. I want to see if we can get a video. Yeah, right there. No. Go up. Go up. Right. No, up one more. One more. That one. That
Can
performance.
Can we pull it up on your TV?
Possibly. Let's see. Let's see if I can get it. I already have the TV turned on. Don't touch that.
Okay.
Let's see if we can pull it up. So I'm gonna show him the Alex Carreras fight versus Julian Erosa.
Well, I was saying mute the TV.
The TV's muted.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. What are you doing?
He's fucking licking shit. I don't know if I'm going to be able. Let's see. Oh, that's the co-main. Was this to scroll down or scroll up?
What are you looking for?
Up. Wait, go back down. Down. One fight. One more. Okay. We're going to see this. Okay, we're going to do both. Got it. Okay. That's the beginning. Boom.
How long can you upload a... How long can
I don't know. We're going to stop after this. I just want to see this. And now you see how it ended. It's a first round knockout, and it's the way that he pulls it off is beautiful because he just misses, like he just grazes him with the punch and hits him with the foot hard. Like it's like he barely touches him, if I'm not mistaken, if he doesn't miss him completely. Mm-hmm. But the way that it comes in is it's just beautiful. And I didn't want him to win the fight. I didn't want Alex to win this fight at all. He came in the better fighter. This guy's hands are... He drops his hands and he sticks his fucking chin out. He was asking to get knocked out like this.
Getting the floor slimy. Stop it.
No, he's chewing on something. Open.
Fight the dog.
No. Just stick my hand in his mouth like so.
Yeah.
He knows how to hide stuff from me in his mouth. It's coming. It's in the first round, so. Right? Yeah, first round. It's coming up any minute now. Oh, he bit one of his claws off. You're a savage, dude. I got clippers, and you just bit one off. But, yeah, he's
the dog equivalent of the Liver King.
He is, and I'm proud of him. Wow, watch. It's literally any second now. Watch.
So three minute 4 second fight.
Oh, so we got a minute. Like, I hate, see how his back is hunched, but his chin is up.
Yeah.
His chin is not down. He's literally like, just fucking knock me out. Just knock me out. I got hair in front of my eyes right now. Send me to the moon, please. I think that this should have got, they think they have a knockout of the night. It should have been the knockout of the night. This one was fucking good. And it was in the center of the octagon. And he's looking for it right now. He's looking to throw the punch. And if he misses with the punch, the follow-through is going to have the kick on it. And that's what happens. In 6 seconds. Bonk. Right there. You saw it?
Yeah.
You saw the follow-through? He missed with the punch and had him with the kick. And he's out. He's out. He's...
Well, I saw the way he dropped.
Yeah. He was only out for a split second. But he is out. I think this is the one where he goes to get up and falls. One of the, yeah. He's like, I'm good. I'm okay. Don't worry, man. Don't worry. I'm okay. Thump. Yep. Boop. Down. Like, sit down, man. No, I'm not going to sit down.
Oh, he's fucked up.
Yeah. And I had my money on him.
I've been concussed. It's not fun.
See, misses with the punch. Boop. Okay. And that's a trained attribute. That's the same thing that Leon Edwards used to knock out Kamaru Usman to win the welterweight championship. But I'm going to end this on that. So I hope you guys listened to a lot of Liver King, a little bit of bullshit, and a little bit of UFC. Have a good night. Fuck you guys.
Yay!